Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Bars and restaurants are catching a break with Governor Ron DeSantis' most recent order, allowing them to reopen with fewer restrictions. People in the industry who were laid off or lost their job when the shutdown happened are now looking forward to rejoining the workforce. The free Bacardi Teach program from FIU's Hospitality School is aiming to help these workers better their job prospects. We spoke with Brian Connors. He's an interim director at FIU's School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, and also Jonathan Mendez, a recent graduate from the school. Jonathan, I want to start with you. You were working as a bartender, I believe, when everything just started to shut down and stop. And I wanted you to take me back briefly and tell me a little bit about what happened. What was going on at the time?
I was working at the Fountain Blue as a bartender, and out of nowhere, I was working my shift at the bar. The manager, they just basically went to everyone and said, okay, we're going to close the restaurant. We don't know for how long it's going to happen. We need to go through everything. We need to lock this up. We need to get rid of all perishables, make sure everything is spotless, etc. It was a somber mood around. We actually had the president of the Fountain Blue, Phil Goldfarb, dining with his wife. And he was just kind of going around the restaurant. He knows everyone by name. And he was, saying bye to everyone. And he was definitely kind of sad to see, this beautiful big resort that we've spent, so much time and love into shutting abruptly like that. Definitely everyone was kind of in like a somber farewell type of mood.
Brian, how has FIU responded to the hardships? I mean, everything stopped and everybody's life was flipped upside down.
I still recall the day Dean Chang called me up and says, we have to do something to help. And this was probably in March 20th change in around there. And we started hashing together the ideas to launch Bacardi Teach as fast as we possibly can, as well as the dean, as well as Lee Schreiger from our South Beach Food and Wine Festival for our hospitality relief fund. To date, we have over 1,600 courses taken through Bacardi Teach, which is our online, on-demand learning platform for the spirits industry. And the best part about it, Luis, is we're just getting started. We have a ways to go. But to answer your question in the long way, we responded very quickly.
By the way, that the Bacardi Teach Spirits Education Program, is that free right now?
Absolutely. And as we continue to build it out, we're going to continue to offer it free, particularly for our hospitality family members, as we like to say, that people in our community that need help. These are the tools now we're giving them. They can go on and earn spirits badges. So these are micro-credentialing. They're able to do that. If they take a series of them and they can pick and choose, which we call a la carte learning, they can pick and choose what they want to do. They can then get a certificate of completion. The best part about this is that certificate of completion as well as the badges are resumeable. So they're able to go and say, hey, you know what? I went and took these courses. I know more about these products. And our next level we're going into is also the art and science of mixology. So we're going to be doing the basic levels all the way up. And again, this will all be free for the community and particularly for the hospitality community as well. But we all offer it to everyone. Yeah.
Jonathan, so first of all, you graduated this summer, and I just want to say congratulations. What are you hearing from other people who graduated with you about what their prospects look like? What do they do? Do they move back home? Are they, jumping into other careers now? What's going on? What's happening?
Yes, definitely. There's been a little bit of everything, kind of dependent on what someone's situation is. I've seen a boost in entrepreneurship, I would say, which is something that makes me proud. But yeah, people are thinking about also switching industries. I've seen some people go into the construction industry straight from hospitality, which is not really something that you'd always see happen. And then, yeah, some people just kind of waiting until it gets back and expecting it to come back. Because like Brian said, I do think hospitality industry will come back very strong out of the gate.
Oh, all right, so that leads me into my next question. Brian, let me start with you. We spoke with urbanist and researcher Richard Florida. He published a series of reports for the Brookings Institute about how cities need to change because of COVID-19. This is what he said about the hospitality industry in South Florida.
Right now, Miami and South Florida, but all American communities, are failing to think strategically about economic recovery. Think about this. This is like a giant natural disaster, like a hurricane which has hit the entire country. And we not only need to plan about how to get back on our feet, but how to recover, and we failed to do that. And I think, you know, we can go into this in more depth if you want, but I think it means really repositioning our economy from a tourism and hospitality and real estate economy that's based on deal making to a real knowledge economy that's based on some stable economic sectors, startups, finance, headquarters, knowledge-based businesses.
He's not saying that we get rid of hospitality. And besides, this is South Florida. Lots of people are going to visit. Hospitality is a part of our industry. It's a part of our identity. What do you think about what he's saying, you know, for the future of South Florida? Can we remain this big hospitality center? Maybe we should look at other industries instead. What do you think about that?
I enjoy everyone's opinions, and I'll be very candid that I am so passionate about hospitality that hospitality will always win. If you even think of the name restaurant, a restaurant is to restore someone. We welcome someone with open arms. He's not right by thinking strategically. And as I said earlier, smart players in our segment will survive. But at the end of the day, hospitality is all about how we make someone feel. And we right now need to feel good. And to feel good, we want to come welcome people. You know, we're looking at these things and talking about these things at FIU Chaplain School on how is it going to impact economy? How are we looking at the new things? But at the end of the day, there is nothing better than genuine hospitality and coming in there and being restored, because that's what it's all about. So it's not going anywhere. It really is not going anywhere. And a great analogy one of my good friends and colleagues, Professor Nathan Dodge, said yesterday, and I'm going to have to give him a little credit here. He says, you know, in the wine world, when a vine is under stress and it actually produces better grapes for better wine. And right now our industry is under stress, and what we're going to produce at the end is actually going to be a better product, because we're going to learn from this and we're going to grow. So I'm seeing positive things in the future.
Jonathan, now I'm wondering for you, I mean, you started your own business, so you're an entrepreneur, but, you know, do you see your path going that way, or are you just waiting for, you know, the economy to get back up and going?
My business is called Luxury Over Everything Hospitality, and pretty much it's going to be a platform for me to do hospitality consulting to those businesses, like I mentioned, whether you're restaurant, bar, retail shop, a doctor's office, a tax agency, you know, go in there and say, what is it that you're doing great? What is it that we can elevate a little bit? And then I want to do pop-up dinners in the future, you know, just take over a venue maybe for a week, have a few nights of incredible music, art through food, beverage. Also want to do an advocacy and awareness platform through our media, just spreading the word about nutrition and mental wellness.
No, it sounds like you got a plan. That's good. All right, Brian, I'm going to finish with you. The National Restaurant Association has said that the industry is on track to lose almost $250 billion in sales this year. I mean, that destroys most industries, probably. But look, you're optimistic. Jonathan's optimistic. But, you know, we're in the reopening now. Florida's reopened. There are restrictions, but everything's back up and running, supposedly. What do you think that recovery looks like? Is it 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? You know, when does life look normal again?
We are impacting millions upon millions of people, not just dollars, but people's lives, and not just in the restaurant segment, but also in the other. So think about that laundry service. Think about that cleaning service. Think about the beverage side. And the list can go on from there. We're talking now 15, 16 plus million people that are affected by what's going on. You know, I had the opportunity to ask a very similar question saying, you know, what does it look like in the future? And a lot of experts, including myself, agree that, you know, we're not going to look the way we did 7 months ago for about another 2 years, because we got to get better at what we're doing. And I know it's a very sobering thing to say, 2 years, but we need to get better at what we're doing. This is going to make us better operators. We will come back from this. Let's not forget, you know, the importance of all these things we've been talking about in our conversation, that we need to also save restaurants, save hospitality, and it's going to take all of us to kind of be part of it. Uptraining, as I mentioned earlier, the more we can give back to people, we're going to try like heck to give back.
That was Brian Connors, Interim Director of the Bacardi Center of Excellence at FIU School of Hospitality. We also were joined by Jonathan Mendez, a recent graduate from the school who was working as a bartender before the pandemic shut down the bars. You can find more information about the school's free spirits education program, Bacardi Teach, on our social media at WLRN Sundial. Well, still to come, schools in Miami-Dade are now open. When will students be able to get back to sports?